Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And me, Craig Hazel. We are here for your FPL needs. It was one of the lowest scoring weeks, I wouldn't say in history, but certainly this season, FPL-wise. We're going to be running over all of the scores, all of the top scorers, who did well, who didn't, who you should have brought in, who you shouldn't have brought in, as well as, obviously, all your tweets, questions, emails, and a nice little quiz at the end to round up, as we always do. That's what's going to happen over the next hour or so for our new listeners. But it was a lot of talking points. We're going to start with the scores, but Ash, Tom, quickly, as we like to do always, was it a good, you could sum your week up quickly?
Horse shit.
Right, is that, yeah?
I'll join you there.
Double horse shit.
Yeah, I'm going to roll around in it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that was a lot of the consensus, wasn't it, amongst the FPL community?
Yeah. Very low scoring. Average was like 39 points or something. So, yeah, you can tell it's not going to be a barnstorming week for anyone, really.
I thought you were about to say, as you can tell, it's going to be a pretty poor podcast this week.
Yeah. Morale is very low here at Gaffer Tapes HQ.
Really bad. No, so right. Don't expect anything good.
Yeah, no. No, I don't think they did anyway.
No, that's true. That is very true. But there were a few talking points as we go through the scores from last week that will stand out. The first one being that there were five clean sheets this week.
Yes.
And finally, defensive teams and defenders are starting to get points. Defensive players are getting points.
It's whether you had defenders in the teams that kept clean sheets, really, because Stoke kept a clean sheet.
Yeah.
West Ham kept a clean sheet.
No one saw that coming.
Watford.
Yeah, there were a few weird ones.
United and Liverpool at the end. And obviously Chelsea.
And then the first game we're going to say, yeah, Chelsea kept a clean sheet against Leicester. No one was really surprised that Chester weren't playing.
Chester?
Yeah, that Chelsea battered Leicester. No one was really surprised, were they?
Well, I picked Leicester to win it easily last week, so that's good.
But that's right, because of the timing of the game. You went, it's early, so it suits Leicester, because Chelsea will probably be tired.
But Leicester was so, couldn't be bothered. But didn't they rest loads of their players?
They were never...
Mahrez came on late, didn't he?
Yeah.
They were never really in it, to be fair, and Chelsea looked quite comfortable. And we talked last week whether Costa was worth the risk with his bookings. I brought him in. I think one of you brought him in as well.
I did not. No.
Oh, you didn't?
Neither. Neither did.
And he ends up getting...
Ash, just for the audio there, Ash shook his head whilst he's looking at his phone.
It's season three.
Relaxed. Very relaxed here today.
That's as much commitment as I'm going to give.
Season three, and he's shaking his head instead of saying it. But no, Costa came in and scored 9 points, or as it's otherwise known, half of Craig's team's points.
You'll notice, I'm now sticking both my fingers up at Craig.
Yeah.
I scored 23 points, so it's nothing to get excited about. But sure. I was going to say, just on the Chelsea-Leicester game, obviously the obvious picks there are Diego Costa scoring a lot of points. And, you know, they kept a clean sheet, so I'm sure a few defenders, Aspilicueta probably kicks about in a few sides. Has anyone got any Leicester players? Are there any Leicester players that are appealing to anyone?
Not anymore. I had a couple of Leicester defenders at the start, I think. First draft, I might have had Mahrez. But just mentioning Mahrez then made me think, fucking hell, we have not mentioned Mahrez on this podcast for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Not since he sent that letter, no.
I mean, yeah. But you know what I mean? It's, I just find it really, really strange that for someone who was such the talk of the
block. I knew it was coming.
So it was the talk of the town last season. I just find that very strange.
It just shows how bad Leicester season is that Walaszewski, or whatever his name is.
Wallace. Show some respect, Kernsworth.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Christ. Or whatever his name is. His name's Martin Walaszewski, mate, a.k.a. Wallace.
But last season was the first time since we started doing the podcast that he wasn't our main talking point.
Well, it's a good... I'm glad you raise it, because actually it brings us on to our new features. Where's Wallace? Doo-doo. No, it's not a real feature. That wasn't a link. But you can have him... Where's amazing. Wallace? Yes, Where's Wallace instead of Where's Wally?
Yeah, do you remember that? Yeah.
That would be an amazing book.
Where's Wallace? But anyone who remembers the cartoon, that's exactly how it went.
That is exactly how it went. But I quite like the idea of releasing a Where's Wallace book.
I like it, yeah.
And it's just him hidden amongst lots of blue things.
Present. Yeah.
in his full kit.
Yeah. Who's Leicester's highest scoring midfielder?
Yeah, sorry, back to it. It's Drinkwater. I was just looking. So, yeah, Drinkwater's on 24 points and Mahrez is on 23 points of the season. Well, obviously, the difference is 5.4 million and 9.2 million. But if you are looking for a bargain in the Leicester squad, then for just 4 million on your bench, you can have Walizuski. Yeah, so...
Wallace.
You can have Wallace.
Yeah, has he had a single minute this season?
Well, he's that's the thing.
He's got 0 points.
He's got zero points and 0 minutes, which makes you think he's probably he's primed and ready to go, I think. So probably best to bring him in. That's my tip for the week anyway.
Like to point out, he did get 3 points last season.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
I think he had an own goal at some point as well, though.
Yeah. Probably. No. Classic Wallace, isn't it? Deliberately, apparently.
Picked up a Premier League winners medal.
He bloody did, mate.
Do you know what I mean? He's got one more than fucking Stephen Gerrard ever did.
Yeah. All right. What are you bringing Gerrard into it for?
Well, just, you know, because he's a very high profile footballer with a great career, never won a Premier League medal, and Wallace has got one.
All right. Fair enough. Could have picked a lot of Arsenal players, mate.
Well, yes, but I didn't want to. Talking to Chuck before we move on to the next game, Hazard bloody scored, didn't he?
Yeah.
Back on the H again.
No one's back on the H.
Is anyone still? No one. Surely not many people got Hazard anymore.
Stay off the H. Stay off the H.
Stay off the H.
Yeah, you don't need that. I don't think he's, you know, any value as yet. Costa definitely. I think Costa's definitely worth having in your side. Yeah. Despite the bookings.
Yeah, definitely. Although he is now potential for suspension.
Murder.
He is, yeah. He's one card away.
One yellow card away from a suspension. And how long does that last? Does that go away after a while? Or?
No, it's forever. It goes away.
Hanging over him, is it?
Yeah.
It's like if he's a really good boy for five games, then it gets...
They don't really operate a gold star type system. If he doesn't wet the bed for the next 4 nights, then they take the yellow card away.
They're right, we'll take that away. You've earned it.
Yeah.
Have an apple.
Yeah.
Okay. That is the problem. Yeah, so he's going to get offloaded at some point, I assume.
Yeah, but it's only a game. I think it's probably worth keeping in there.
It's only a game, mate. It's only a game. Yeah, don't have a go. It's only a game. We're only here for a laugh. Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, the next game, Arsenal beat Swansea 3-2 in big bad Rob Bradley, his first game in charge of Swansea.
Brad Barbley.
As you said, that we officially said first.
Yeah, well, we said it first, then old Fenners on Soccer AM said it as well. He made the Brad Bogley Bob Bradley joke.
Yeah.
About 3 days after we did, mate. Do you know what I mean? Get your own fucking material.
Textbook.
How many FBAs are they nominated for? None. Didn't think so. bit of a nail biter as an Arsenal fan at the end of that game. Down to 10 men. Xhaka got his marching orders, and then 3-2. I was really worried that old Gilfie was going to get the draw for him. But yeah, again, fucking still a stalwart, isn't he, old Gilfie?
He's always, yeah, we said that earlier in the season. Even though Swansea look awful, he does get points, and he is worth having in your squad.
Every time I see him on the score sheet or an assist, I think, oh, fucking hell, I really should probably just put that lad in, but I never think about it.
He's such good value as well.
Yeah. And then Walker, obviously, another two, and like, people keep waiting for that to stop happening, I think, and then he was terrible for two England games, so people probably thought he'd go back to being just the same Theo that doesn't really do anything. But
I think Ramsey's back soon, so I think he'll be potentially have a run for his spot there.
It'd be difficult to drop him, and he's only 7.8 million. But so that's another talk about with them. I will say Swansea as well. I'm just waiting for Mo Barrow, their winger, to start starting games, because he changed the game when he came on for Swansea. He's class.
It's Mo Farah, isn't it? You said Mo Barrow. Mo Farah, the fast little fella. Loves a corn sausage. Loves notching on a corn sausage. You know that little fella.
Biggest scoring result of the weekend was Bournemouth battering Hull 6-1. Beginning of season, do you remember, like, Hull got a couple of results and everyone's like, oh, they could be the Leicester of this season.
Whatever. Yeah.
They were
fucking thumped.
They did, 6-1. There was a few horror stories of people leaving, like Daniels on their bench, as he got a goal and an assist. Yeah, so there's quite a few of them. Callum Wilson, a goal. To be honest, everyone scored, and it's Stanislas Cook, Daniels, Gosling, Wilson, but it's still pretty hard to stick a Bournemouth player in your squad, really.
It is, isn't it, really? Yeah, it was the case before. Yeah, but no, I don't know. I've had Daniels at points. I think Wilson, he only got the one, didn't he? It almost went, I think he got like their fifth goal or sixth goal. Yeah, I don't really see him as like a massive, massive point scorer, really. He hasn't been, has he? He never kind of reached that potential that we thought he was going to.
No, and the theme of last season was loads of 6 million strikers just trying to get the right one. You could you could have the best strike force in the league at times for just 3 6 million defenders strikers. It was mental. Like Agallo, even Deeney for a bit. Vardy obviously was there the whole time. It was all a bit mad. Whereas this season you've had to spend a little bit more money. And this that brings us on to the you know the big game of the weekend, I guess, in terms of City Everton. Aguero. Yeah, let's talk about it. Aguero and Benteke, that game at the same time, Palace, both score minus points. And which dickhead's got them both? Yes. This guy. I'm pointing at me.
You've got them both, oh. I've got Benteke. I haven't got... Oh, no, I have. I've got them both. Of course I have, yeah. Yeah, I do have them both, yeah.
Did everybody else captain Aguero?
I didn't. And do you know what? I had the armband on Aguero. And one of our followers talked me out of it because I said, oh, I don't know, Sanchez or Aguero. And what it was, I was up with me a little boy from about 6:45 in the morning. So it got to about 11 and my missus went, go and have a little nap. So I thought, just before I go for my nap, I'm going to put the armband from Aguero onto Sanchez. Went for my nap, woke up about half 12, too late to change the team. Bang, Sanchez scores 5 points. Aguero, minus one.
Done.
Was that so a good story? Go.
Yeah, yeah.
So the you know, the moral of that story is nap.
Yeah, nap.
Have a lovely nap. Have a lovely nap. Make your decisions before you have a nap.
And that was goal of the week.
Absolutely.
That was goal of the week.
I was happy with that. But talking of Aguero, a lot of people did captain, obviously, but I saw something on Twitter that said that 9,605 people triple captained him.
That can't be right.
So that no, it was. Is, it was.
Of course, because there's, what, 4 million people
so
play.
Yeah, a small number of people. Yeah.
It's, you know, he's back. It's like his first, like, proper game back, really.
It was an official official tweet from the FPL account, so it did happen.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, I see.
So that means that, over 9,000 people have spunked their triple captainship.
I've got minus 3 points.
Minus 3 points.
And somehow 9,604 of them are probably still beating me. So that's the other bit. And then Benteke went and did the same. He missed a penalty, which is ridiculous. Yeah. So West Ham actually kept a clean sheet somehow.
I don't think there was anybody who doubted that.
Yeah, and literally no one thought that was coming. That, I mean,
I've got a fucking West Ham defender, Collins. He didn't get a point. I don't think he played.
You'd think so.
No, we didn't. Know. We started playing three at the back with all midfielders. It's a new revolutionary new system.
3-7-0.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's exactly. No coincidence that James Collins doesn't play for the first time and West Ham keep a clean sheet. The guy's fucking awful. He is.
I think Bilic's hair inspired the team.
Yeah.
Now it's back. They're back.
Now his hair's back.
Yeah, exactly. Before, I think they had a sort of moment of crisis when it went.
Yeah.
And it collapsed the confidence.
And he's back.
And now it's like there.
I don't know. Well, you got the points. My secret sausage team, smashing it. I've had Pyatt captain for the last few weeks and it's worked out lovely.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you I'm a captain. It's lost that team. No fucking clue.
Is it? You can't even remember the email address.
Can't remember the email, mate. Can't remember the password. Can't remember the team name. I can't remember anything.
You can't remember anything about it?
Nothing about it.
Oh, I'd love to find that for you. Maybe we should make that a thing. Find Craig's secret sausage.
Find Craig's sausage.
Where's his sausage gone?
I think one thing to say would be to get rid of Antonio.
Yeah.
He's going to score a hat-trick next week, but now we're playing three at the back. He's playing wing-back.
Oh, is he? That's good knowledge.
It's probably a bit tragic, yeah.
That is good knowledge. Elsewhere, a midfielder that we probably could swap him out for is Joe Allen, little Joe Allen. Little handsome Joe Allen. Because he got another two goals. And he's playing a slightly more advanced role. And he came in the press saying that he's preferring the fact he can get forward a bit. And everyone at Liverpool saw him as a massive, you know, not massive, but a holding midfielder who didn't really get forward. He scored 4 goals in 3 games for Stoke.
Yeah. He's looking good. 4.8 mil, isn't he?
Is that what he is?
I think he's 4.8. That's going to go up dramatically.
Dramatically. Huh? It's already at 4.9, so it's got... It's
oh,
got
really? Pretty, it was 4.8 yesterday when I looked at it. So, yeah, he's going to be up. I'm going to have to bring him in.
It's already got quite dramatic as it is. So he's there at 4.9.
But Stoke, we've had a few tweets about it, but Stoke have got an amazing run from next week on for about 4 or 5 games. So.
I'm surprised you're bringing him in. This is like a classic Tom bandwagon moment where you don't want to get on it.
Do you know what it is? No, I think some bandwagons you need to let roll past you, as I've always said, but there's some that you need to hitch your lunchbox to and get on that bandwagon.
And that's what my mum's always said, like, don't let a bandwagon go past without preparing your lunchbox. So that exactly. It does make
and
sense.
Wise words from a wise woman.
Yeah.
I do think so because Stoke have got a great run. And my points, I never get any points from midfield nowadays. I've got just fucking twos and threes and ones. It's shit. So I need to do something. I was thinking Chadley, maybe.
I was about to say, that's the other option. Yeah. Chadley is, he scored against Spurs. I obviously had him on my bench because that's what I do. Mm. But yeah, Chadley scored again. So yeah. He got 10 points and
I like the fact that he did it. Well, obviously I don't care because I don't like Spurs, but I did quite like the fact that he didn't celebrate the goal as well. Quite like that. He was just sort of very calm.
I can't be arsed of all that. I don't. I think it's bullshit. Like I think unless you're from, if you're like from that club and you know, you're a kid there and you grew up near there and that you supported them. But what does Chadley owe Spurs? They fucked him off to the Midlands.
You're such a bad loser, Craig. I could just imagine if you had gone to another club. If you got signed up for Hibs now, you'd score and you'd be running around.
Well, there's difference because obviously Chadley hasn't signed for Arsenal. He got sent by Tottenham to go and live. Have you been to West Bromwich? It's fucking horrible. So he's been sent there. So he had to go and live there.
We get 15,000, over 15,000 listeners a week. Yeah. There must be one from West Bromwich.
He won't have worked out a turn on the podcast. There's no
listening on a bean tin.
Yeah, there's no way. It's the same as when everyone went mental about Van Persie celebrating for United. So fucking what? He went.
Yeah, scum. Yeah, but that's a cunt move. What?
What is he a scumbag?
he's
Craig's going to be on Twitter. He's going to sign for the Fantasy Bobbins podcast. And he's going to be lauded on there, kissing the badge. He's going to be kissing his iPod.
And if you do want to listen to Fantasy Bobbins, then you just need to do that. It comes out every Monday. Fantasy Bobbins every week with me, Craig Hazel, and some other celebrities.
A bit of film trivia for you, Craig. I wonder if you'll know this. In what film do they use the word bobbins? Do they refer to the little children as bobbins?
Bobbins. Oh, it's.
Oh, go on. I'll do an impression. Bobbins!
Oh, is that the impression?
Bobbins!
Is it?
Make an impression?
I know it.
What they call them another, bobbins? Is it like Chitty Chitty Bang thing. Bang or something?
No, it's Alora Dannon!
What?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Go on, what is it?
It's the film with Mad Mordigan in it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Willow, that is the answer.
So Willow. Yeah.
Willow.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They say Bobbins.
Alora Dannon. That's a good impression. Alora Dannon. Yeah.
Where were we?
Still recording.
He got on the fucking Bobbins bandwagon quick enough.
Chadley. Yeah, talking about Chadley not being a dick or whatever. So he scored. He's another good option. Sunday games, we had Watford beat Middlesbrough, another clean sheet. Middlesbrough are never involved in a game with more than two goals in it. It's always worth knowing if you're a betting man. And Southampton battered Burnley and Austin. We've mentioned Austin two or three times in the last couple of weeks.
You specifically have been a champion of Austin for a long time, and I commend you for it, Craig.
Yeah. Stone Cold Charlie Austin, I've said you should have him in.
Yeah, no, you did well there.
I didn't put him in. No, mate, I didn't do well because I didn't put him in my team. No,
terrible. Yeah, you'd never do that. You come out with really good tips for all your little blogs that you do, your big blogs.
Yeah.
Never back them up in fantasy football.
No, last week, I put Joe Allen in my blog and everyone was like, oh, he's tipping a Stoke player. And then he scores two. And then everyone asked me if I've got him in my team and I say no. And then I cry a bit. And then I
cry wank, didn't you?
Yeah, sometimes I'll have a crank. And then next onto a game where you'll wish you did have a cry wank instead of watch it. Yeah. It was Liverpool versus United.
I'll tell you what, I didn't watch it, but as someone who has a United defender and someone who, you know, is happy to see other big teams get 0-0 draws and get nothing out of it, I was more than happy. 7 points for Valencia.
Well, so I obviously took Valencia out for Vertonghen this week.
Did you?
Yeah, of course, mate.
Everything's gone wrong.
So it all went really well. But yeah, did you watch it, Ash?
No, I didn't. I was going to watch the replay today on bloody Match of the Day 2.
Yeah. I didn't know what you were going to say then. It was like, no, I watched the Red Bull Air race in Brighton.
So there's a replay. It was like, they did a replay, did they?
They do the Match of the Day. They moved Match of the Day 2 to Monday because this fixture's so special that they had to rearrange it.
Oh, yeah.
And then so it wasn't on iPlayer.
I think it was the hype about it.
Oh, what a load of shit.
Everyone going, oh, like anyone gives a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, red. Oh, Monday is red. Oh, oh. Yeah. Oh, care. No, I don't care. Shit. Alora Dannon!
Hair replacement therapy watch. Yeah. Klopp's had it done as well. Learned today.
Has he?
Courtesy of the BBC.
He looks like he's got a fucking syrup on, doesn't he?
A syrup?
Yeah. It's Cockney rhyming slang.
I might
do a quiz about that.
Well, Cockney rhyming slang, yeah. As if we need to isolate listeners anymore. Let's do one about Cockney rhyming slang that only about 5% of them get. The Scandinavians will be like, what the fuck is this?
They'll be saying it in an Indian accent as well, apparently. So, strange of them. They're a very strange breed, the Scandos. Right. Should we do the top 10?
Let's do it. All right, top 10. It's me who does that, isn't it? All right, top 10. Yeah. In 10th place, it's Mark Byrne. He's new into the top 10. Santiago Bernabeu. It's a joke on Byrne. Oh, Mark Byrne. Bernabeu. Good lad, Mark.
Byrne.
10th.
Ninth, third degree burns.
Ninth place, I think you'll recognise this name. Probably. That's the name of the team. The name of the manager, Mr. Calvin Chan.
Chantastic.
Yeah, Chanzano Bianco. He was like the top guy in the league last year. So he
Peter
won
Chan.
It.
He
is back. And where did he finish in the world? It was something ridiculous, wasn't it?
Oh, it was mental. He wrote a blog for us. I put it at the start of the blog, wherever he came, like top 60 or something.
Yeah, so he's got a blog on the website.
He's risen like the proverbial salmon. I will say it again, simple as that. He really is proving his worth.
Yeah, Chan Solo, he's there in ninth place. In eighth place, it's QWERTY OP FC, Rambo Asanya. He's also new. Seventh place, new in the league. There's loads of new people in the top 10. Ian Forbes in seventh, smash your back four in. in sixth place is Legally Blind, Eamon Keating, which I quite like as well. In fifth place, Tommy, you sat down, Ash. You're not holding a drink.
Go for it.
In fifth place, I think you're going to get starstruck. It's Win a Date with Guy Hamilton.
Guy Lord. Amazing.
Yeah, so Win a Date with Guy Hamilton, he's in fifth. In fourth place, James Rockall, Dynamo Fukhtarest. In third place, Mitch Maynard, BTSTU, who was up in first place not long ago. In second place is FPL Forecast, Differential 11, one for Ash. And in first place, he's a mainstay of the top 10 for the Gaffer Tapes all of last season, Harry Strouts. Good Kante. He is in number
Brussels
one spot.
Strouts.
Brussels Strouts.
Brussels Strouts.
Is in first place.
That number two, Differential F's, or Differential 11, whatever, they've risen. They were fucking, I swear they were miles away recently. Or maybe they joined the league late or something. I can't remember. But I remember seeing them and thinking, oh, that'll be interesting to see a differential team. Second,
so there you go. I think it's because we gave away a prize for Manager of the Month last month, the season annual, and now they're like, right, let's, you know, buck our ideas up. I want manager of the month, so they're trying to sort their shit out.
Whoever it was, who was manager of the month last month?
Matey bloke.
It was, right. But they got in touch.
He emailed us.
It was James Rockall. It was James Rockall. He's in.
Oh, it was Rockall.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, of course it was
Luke,
yeah.
Luke Rockall. He's in fourth now, isn't he?
Yeah. Old Rockall. He said. He got in touch, and we're going to send him. The football annual. And he did say, can I not have some rum? Which I thought was a bit cheeky.
Well, we'll be giving away the rum later in the season, Rockall, all right?
Although, he did have a very big pin number, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Big pin number. Wink, wink, not so much. Right, how about our positions then, lads?
Do it.
Let's do it. Ash, still the daddy of G-Wing. 628th. 12-click wanker. I mean, we've all gone down quite a fair bit. But Ash is still riding high. In sort of comparison to us. 12 click wanker, 628.
Jesus.
Me, Big T-Dog, the people's champion, 638. 12 click as well. Oh, there's 1 point between us still.
Oh, God.
Mental. 10 places, 1 point between us. Craigo. El Craigie. 984th, me old son.
Yeah.
It's probably about the only thing that stops me committing suicide.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Just in a bad crack. 19 clicks.
Yeah.
19 click wanker.
Does your phone explode when you try and get to your position in the league?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really look at it.
Have you had to buy a new laptop so that you can process?
Had to look at it today, didn't you? Because I messaged you and went, can you tell me where you are in the league? I'm putting the rundown together. And it took you about 40 minutes to reply.
Well, you knew. You knew where I was.
I did. I had it in front of me. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Yeah.
Dominic Monaghan, little D-mon, who I think we did... I just remembered. So we did advertise the fact that Dom was going to be on this week. We had some scheduling issues. To be fair, it was actually mostly us rather than him, but he will now be featuring next week's podcast.
He's been in a film or some shit, so he had to do
in some kind of film.
All right, let's stop it. He's on the fucking Bobbins cast this week.
He's on the Bobbins cast, isn't he? I knew it.
He's trying to work his way up to Emmerdale FM or whatever the hell the other one you run is. So
the Albert Squares, the EastEnders.
Albert Squares, that's what it's
Emmerdale FM.
It's the number one EastEnders fan podcast, the Albert Squares, and it's probably the best joke I've ever come up with. So
he thought doing Captain Bobbins was going to be his path onto it.
Yeah.
So he's on there next week.
Well, young Dom is 583rd and 11 click wanker. He's one click ahead of me and Ash. And then in the biggest feature in British broadcasting, Tom Davis versus Tom Davis.
You have to be, there's a new change in the rules. You have to be a license fee payer.
Right. Okay.
You have to opt in. If you're not a BBC broadcasting license fee
payer. Drive around your house with one of those vans and check if you've got a TV license.
Yeah.
And if not, turn your radio
on. Yeah. Throw your iPod in the river.
Please, if you haven't paid for this bit, don't listen. It's not fair.
Please don't. Tom Davis from Murder in Successville, 933rd. Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 357.
Oh, that's close.
Oh. Seven clicks. Murder. Seven click wanky, smashing it.
So really close. Is. There's only 11 clicks between them.
Yeah, 11 clicks between the lads.
If you're at home and you're feeling guilty now that you listened to that without paying for your license, just like to remind you that you fund terrorism.
Yeah, pretty much. Just send us some money.
Yeah.
Yes, we will accept cash.
We'll do that. That's fine. That's pretty much it for the first section. We've gone through loads, but it was a low scoring week. Aguero's terrible. We're going to talk through more of that in part two and three because we've got loads of your questions that you've touched on all of that, including the big question everyone's been asking as to whether the expensive strikers are worth it. But we are going to cover that in part two with all your emails and tweets. And then in part three, we're going to have a quick look forward to next week. And Tom has promised, what is the best quiz of the season? He did a tweet with about 40 emojis on it. What were they mainly, Tom?
Flames and explosions.
Flames and explosions. Flames.
And then I accidentally pressed the little woman with wearing like a dress at the end. So it's thrown a few people, but it was just supposed to be explosions.
Okay, so that you heard it here first. Flames, explosions and women in dresses all coming up here on the Gaffer Tapes.
Hi guys, as you can hear, there's a shower behind me. I'm actually currently in a lovely lagoon in Batanahar Lagunu. It's lovely here, it's absolutely lovely. Guys, I've got a question, guys. It's the Tom Monahan question segment for Tom Holmes because he's the most attractive. Quick question. When the game is going on, you look on the website, there's like, it says bonus point system, and there's various players with various numbers, 32, 42, 16. How does this transfer modulate into the other actual bonus points, you know? Quite a strange question. Anyway, thanks, guys. I'm just going to, take all my clothes off and, get my tattooed body int Ruddy Lagoon bastard. So, thanks very much, guys. Hope you'd answer my question and stuff. Looking forward to coming on the podcast next week where I will be talking about Megan. Lovely jubbly bastard. Cheers, then. Farewell, Lee.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. It's time to go through all your social media stuff, your questions, tweets, emails and the like. We get a lot of emails now, don't we? More emails.
A lot of emails.
More emails than we've ever had before. It's good. We like it. So Tom hounds you for a long time on social media and gets you to contact us. And you have. So that's good. And so we might as well get straight to it. Tom, hit us. Mm-hmm.
Tweets for my tweet.
Don't ask me.
Oh, lackluster.
We had. Yeah. It was a little bit
from who?
To be fair, from you. Definitely not from me. I give it my all the time. 110%. Rain or shine. We got a tweet. Now, I called it at the time. I called it the best tweet in 3 years of the Gaffer Tapes.
Wow.
It might not have been. I don't know. But it made me laugh.
sat at my desk laughing for good 15, 20 minutes.
You've got a desk?
Yeah, of course I fucking have.
You've got a laugh.
Desk. I've got a Mac. I often use PowerPoint.
On a
Excel.
Mac.
Yeah, big time. The tweet was from Adam Andrews, at AdamAndrews17, and he said... It's making me laugh now, saying it. He said, transferred in Willian and his mum died. Voodoo. Now that, for me, it killed me. It killed me for ages. I kept looking at it on my
Not
way
as much
home,
as it
laughing.
Killed her, mate. No.
Yeah. Lads. Yeah, brilliant. But that is, I mean, it is true, isn't it?
Yeah, genuinely, our condolences to Willian's
His mother passed. Yeah, congratulations. That's not what you say, is it? Jesus Christ. Congratulations. Congrats to your mum.
Well, we just lost one listener, if he listens.
No, condolences Two and stuff. Good. So, but it just made me laugh. The fact that he said voodoo at the end. Brilliant. Cheers. Thanks for that. I feel quite bad now. When I say it made me laugh, it made me maybe gently weep.
I'm so glad that I stayed out of this conversation.
Yeah, I noticed you stayed very quiet. Well, Craig laughed a lot, but he laughed very quietly. So it's just me. Looks bad there.
Much like his dad about to dig a grave.
Yeah. Oh, hello. He's joined in at the end, isn't he? Hello. And now he's laughing silently. Unbelievable. That's terrible, Ash.
That is a terrible impression of me, Tom.
Yeah, that was bad. Yes, we got a tweet from Dan Thompson, who I believe is a new tweeter. Do we think, chat?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Dan Thompson 7. Yeah, he is new, I think.
Yeah.
He's not Dan Thompson 6.
But... No, sure.
No, exactly. They would never be Dan Thompson 6. He said, is it worth ditching the Foster/Macaulay combo for the upcoming game weeks? If so, who for? Hashtag FBL. Hashtag unrelated Kelly Kapowski gif. And he popped in a little Kelly Kapowski gif. Which lit up my day. She's a wonderful woman.
I heard Macaulay Culkin instead of Macaulay Combo, and now I can't think of anything else. Get Macaulay Culkin in. Very cheap.
Very, very slim. Very thin, isn't he? I think he's ill.
It is quite slim, yeah.
Yeah, lads, Ash, boys, I'm not answering it. I can talk about Kelly Kapowski while Ash looks up the stats on his... very big fan.
Yeah, talk to us about Kelly. Talk to us about Kapowski.
Love Kelly Kapowski. Top 5 dead or alive, I'd say, probably.
Really?
How old is she?
Up there with Pfeiffer. Yeah, I would say so. Prime Kapowski is... How old is she? Well, probably now. She's in her 40s.
Tiffany, how old is she in that picture?
Well, that doesn't matter. That, like, no, because I know what you're doing, Ash. It was show.
No, because I always assume, yeah, I get that. Like, it's cool.
How old was she then?
But I mean, I'm saying, is she...
No matter how old she was, I was younger, so it's fine.
But I mean...
It's like when you're 14 and you get off with 14-year-old girls. Not
but she
a
was probably 18 at the time.
Probably, yeah. Exactly, yeah, so probably.
But I mean, does anybody know? Or is she 12?
She's not 12.
No,
because
no,
if she's
no.
8, it's still weird.
No, yeah. she was in her like early 20s when she was playing Kapowski.
Was she? Really? Wow. I thought she was younger than that.
That's what I'm saying.
She's a bit old for me now. I thought she was about 12. That was the attraction there.
Kapowski is obviously everyone's like. I mean, like we said, Grease 2 Michelle Pfeiffer is the
Grease
perfect
2
woman.
Pfeiffer, Kelly Kapowski. Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie Holmes from Dawson's Creek.
Fuck off.
Yeah, back
that's
in the
not
day.
Even
Brian
the
Holmes.
Same. That's not even Brian the Holmes. Same league.
Yeah, it's a different league, but you know.
No, she's like strange. Holmes in Dawson's Creek is like a 19 click wanker compared
no
to
way.
Kapowski. And
yeah, but it's different though, isn't it? It's what you need at the time. If you want to listen to a bit of Sixpence None the Richer and sit on a dock staring into the rippling water, you want Kelly Holmes. Kelly Holmes? That's my wife! Fucking hell! Katie Holmes!
The best that's thing is, though, all of the listeners who don't know that your wife's called Kelly Holmes is going, oh, he's got a right thing for that middle distance runner.
Yeah, sorry, that is my wife. Right, we've gone so far tangent while I'm waiting for Ash to...
Sorry, Foster Macaulay.
Go on.
So, I would say... Yes, get rid of them both because their next three pictures are absolute dog shit.
Well, that was worth it. Right, next tweet. I've got Macaulay, actually.
Well, get rid of him.
He's been all right.
No, he's not.
No?
No.
I've got nothing else on my bench, though. I've got this cheapest fucking shit.
Oh, I know a 4 million defender, mate, for your bench.
Yeah, Wallers.
Yeah, big Wallers.
Mm,
have a time. Slice of Wallers on your bench, mate.
Why not? Do you want to read out a tweet, lads, either of you?
Are you speaking to Ash? Go on, Ash, do one.
Go on, Ash, do a tweet.
Joe Bloom says...
Blumo.
Blue Bird.
Blue Bird.
I have two red defenders, Everts, Evans and Robertson.
Everts, Evans and Robertson. That's three. Sorry.
Two free transfers. Fix this! Exclamation mark! Exclamation mark! Considering -4 points! Exclamation mark!
I have two. He did tweet us a picture of his team. I think. I have two red defenders, Evans and Robertson.
Yeah.
Two free transfers. So, what do you reckon, boys?
Well, Robertson is not back till the 10th of December, so he needs to go.
Gone.
Straight away, because I've got him as well. So he needs to go.
That's Stoke defenders. What were we thinking about Stoke defenders? Because Stoke's run is so good. Obviously, clean sheet last weekend. What, Shawcross? Am I right to say Shawcross?
I mean, he is a Stoke defender, yeah.
He is a Stoke defender.
If you look into a place, because it's around the 4.5 million kind of area, Peters is probably your best bet if you want a Stoke one. Peters is only 4.4 million, 3.2% picked. Mm. That value's been going up rather than down for him to score that.
What about Hollybass as well? Must be cheap.
Yeah, Hollybass. Actually, yeah, Hollybass. That's a shout.
I would take the -4 points. Yeah, do a triple transfer and just rejig the whole thing around. Yeah,
you often do that, don't you? Save up your free transfer and then
take a hit. Hollybass is 4.5 million, 2.7% picked, 31 points for the season. So I know that's slightly flattered by the goal, but. Yeah, it's not a bad shout. He should probably just take the hit. 4 points in the long run over those games.
If not, have a look at Stoke defenders, I'll say.
Yep.
That might be a shout with their little run that they've got coming up.
Yeah, in fact, though, interestingly, I will say, if you sort the 4.5 million defenders and under, Hollybass is the top scoring one, 31. But the next three are all Burnley defenders, me, Loughton and Ward. So three out of the four top scoring 4.5 million defenders do play for Burnley, so it's worth knowing.
Okay. Hope that answers your question, Bloomy.
Bloomed.
Thanks very much for your stirring Famous Five audio clip.
Yeah, that was very good.
At the end of the last podcast. If you're going, what are you talking about? Then you obviously only listen until the music comes on.
Or before the quiz, probably.
Or before the quiz. Oh, hello! Look at this guy!
Before the music comes on at the end of part one.
There we go. Bloomo. Craig, do you want to read a tweet?
Yeah, sure. Let's read one. We'll have a non-football question. Question probably more for Ash, isn't it? What are your top five favourite multiplayer games ever? Mine are FIFA, Left 4 Dead 2, Overwatch, Borderlands 2 and GoldenEye. I only know what two of those things are.
GoldenEye for me, isn't it?
So,
GoldenEye is the one.
GoldenEye is the best one ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put my thing on, my tag online. I play a shitload of Overwatch.
What is Overwatch?
It's like, I can't think of, it's like a multiplayer shooter thing, like COD, but with
anime describing
characters.
GoldenEye.
Yeah, it's very much like GoldenEye, but all glossy.
A glossy GoldenEye.
It's a glossy GoldenEye.
I've got a copy of GoldenEye at my flat. That is completely completed, utterly completed. Every single cheat, everything on it, unlocked characters.
Really?
The nuts. Basically, so I had GoldenEye and I used to struggle through it. And then I knew that my cousin had a copy of GoldenEye that was completely completed that he borrowed from his mate. I took mine round, swapped them.
Fuck off.
Yeah. And I've got an absolutely, I mean, it's mental. The invisible, invincible, you know. I nearly said invisible again. There's more than two. There's loads. It's really good.
What are the achievements on it where you have to do the facility in like a minute and a half?
Yeah, this geezer did them.
If you'd got stolen my copy of that, I would have actually.
Are we dressing over, like skirting over the fact that Tom stole something?
Yeah, I was about
but
to
say. But no, it's just like he's stolen anything. Yeah. I'd seriously worry about recording this. If I was that guy, I'd come around and actually kill you.
Oh, well, it was like, 17 years ago? Something.
And if there's one guy who could kill you, it's that lad.
Yeah, definitely. And he would do it very, very quickly just with slaps. Innit? Do you remember slaps? GoldenEye is the correct answer.
I would say Mario Kart is probably.
Yeah, but I was going to say Mario Kart. That's amazing. And then when you're a little bit older and you start smoking drugs, it's fucking amazing. Rainbow Road or off your tits. Got a question from Ijax Saunders. Ijax, he said, Ash, a question for each of us.
Oh, okay,
now.
Right.
Ash, rather a pint with an orc or a goblin? Question mark.
Have to be a cheeky little goblin.
It would have to be, wouldn't it? Orcs look quite menacing, don't they?
Is there anything like the ones in every film ever? They're all super cockney as well.
I thought Orc was just a Lord of the Rings thing. I thought he made him up for Lord of the Rings.
No, well, everyone's stolen it since then.
Have they?
Kind of thing.
Bastards. Yeah. Plagiarism. Right. Craig, sweet potato fries or proper chips?
Go on.
What? Right. I don't like the fact he's put proper as if sweet potato aren't proper. But yeah, if I was to order one of the two, if the options for sweet potato fries, I'll take the sweet potato fries. Yeah.
Would you have them triple cooked in truffle oil?
Absolutely.
I do it because they're better for you.
I want them raised individually. I want one chip raised in its own area where it sort of can grow and it can breathe and it can really experience life. One chip per field over a sort of 74-acre plantation. Good answer, Craig. Thanks, mate. And he said, Tom, streaky bacon or back bacon? I think what he's done here is he's asked the question about goblins. He's gone, Craig, you know, the sweet potato fry. Tom, streaky bacon or back bacon? I mean, that's defamation of character in a way.
I bet you're the only one of us
banging to bacon, don't get me wrong.
I bet you're the only one with an actual opinion on that, though, aren't you?
Big time. Okay, so streaky is good for burgers. It's good for sort of putting on top of different things, like if you were going to have a little bit of scrambled egg, a little bit of streaky on top, but a classic sandwich has to be back bacon.
I actually don't know what the difference is.
No.
What is the difference?
Streaky's all like streaky in that, back bacon.
Is that how much fat they've got?
Back in it. Well, it's like thicker.
Is it?
Thicker, yeah. Streaky's like you sort of thinner American-ish bacon, isn't it? Crispy American.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
I don't like the fact that he's done a question for each of us. He obviously knows you two through the, you know, that he got you right, bacon, orcs, sure. His depiction of me is purely from you talking about me.
Yeah, but I thought it could have been worse than that. You know, potato, sweet potato fries or proper chicken.
Yeah, but you've got it in people's head that I eat quinoa.
Yeah, I was expecting a quinoa question.
I don't even eat quinoa.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything.
No, quinoa's far too popular now. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, in 2003, I was eating quinoa. Now, I won't even look at quinoa. We got some emails.
We did, yeah.
Read an email, Craig. You're better at reading than me.
Okay, thanks, mate. It's all the sweet potato fries. It's brain food. So we had an email from Jimmy Pyle. Don't laugh, real name.
Pylon.
Pylon. So Pylon said, hi, guys.
Yeah.
Been a listener for ages, but never contacted you because I play my fantasy footy through The Guardian online and feel like a turncoat Judas Hobbit, as Ash would say.
Oh, he has listened for a while.
He plays The Guardian.
I know. Do you know what? We got a tweet from someone else who plays The Guardian.
Yeah, that's so it's not your cup of tea, Guardian, mate, is it?
Lentil eating bastards.
Tom hasn't heard the word Guardian since he was in Borstal.
Yeah.
Funny, yeah. Pretty sure this is the weirdest, most unpredictable start to a season ever. Just wondered who you think is an absolute cast iron, bona fide staple as a striker. Aguero hasn't been performing recently, and when he doesn't, you really notice his price. Zlatan, the nose, is off the boil. I think it's Lukaku. He's definitely been my MVP so far this season. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, thanks. Keep up the great podcasts and the mediocre quizzes. Hope you win at the FBAs, although I voted for Bob Mortimer. Cheers. JP, Jimmy Pylon.
Cheers, Pylo. Do you know what? I agree with you. Lukaku, for me, has been a lot better value, and he's done me better than Aguero, really, I think.
Yeah. The question with, Jeremy Pyle raises a good point. With the Aguero-Zlatan thing,
yeah.
I bet if you take them both out, you can have all the midfielders you want. You can have the first choice goalkeeper. You can have two defenders, three defenders from top teams. You can have anything you want, anything your heart's desire.
Yeah, I think it's better to go for three mid-range strikers. Lukaku's about 9 points, I mean, Costa maybe 10 now. Yeah, I think players like that. But for me, Lukaku, yeah, I think so. He's going to be a mainstay. I can't imagine me getting rid of him anytime soon. Ash, how are you feeling about that?
I still think if Aguero's fit, keep him. Because there's still a couple of
cast iron bona fide.
Yeah, because there's not really that many midfielders that are doing much. Everyone's so inconsistent.
It is, yeah. Tell me about it. It's been a fucking mental scene.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
It's been horrible. Should we do this? Craig Wingfield emailed us, Craig Wingfield. Afternoon, gents. Work's a bore and it's Friday afternoon, so fuck it. A few things have been playing on my mind just recently, and although I class myself as a knowledgeable guy, I admit I don't know the answers to everything. Few quick ones to put to you guys. Feel free to discuss reasons must be given for... your answers to allow closure on my behalf on these taxing issues. Now, we're not going to read out all of them, but right. A couple. It's the classic would you rather.
Okay.
So, would you rather be George Best and die at 59 or be Luke Chadwick and live forever? That's tough, isn't it?
It's a good question.
Because George Best, I mean, he lived a bloody good life.
I'd go Chadwick probably.
Would you?
Do you have to be them, like look like them?
Yeah, cool. What's the question if not? You just have to be called Luke Chadwick. Yeah, I'll just be called Luke Chadwick and be me and live forever. That's fine. Not a problem.
I think the rock and roll answer is everyone's going to go Georgie Best, mate. But I don't know how good some of those years were.
It would be quite nice to live forever, wouldn't it?
Whereas he lives forever. Oh, God,
yes.
Right.
You didn't... What did you think the question was when you first heard it?
I don't know.
So you were trying to decide whether you wanted to be Luke, whether you'd rather be George Best or yourself.
And live forever.
But you both die till 50 at 59.
No.
You were trying to work out whether you were better than George Best, weren't you?
No.
Change your name.
I didn't realise it was live forever, in which case George Best, I don't want to live forever.
Oh, he's so fucking contrarian. Yes.
But you just wanted to just be Luke Chadwick and live for 59
years. No, I just meant like live Chadwick in a normal life or George Best and have his train wreck of a life. But if it's living forever, okay. Some days I doubt it now. George Best at 59, definitely.
Would you rather England win the World Cup or your teams win the Champions League and League Double? For me, that is no question. It's easy.
Yeah, mine's my team, definitely.
Yeah, club over country, every all day long.
Really?
Yeah. Would you not, Ash?
I think it's different because...
Go on.
It's like, what's the least likely thing to happen? I think if England won the World Cup, I don't think either of them are going to happen in my lifetime, obviously. But so I think Champions League and League Double, just because it's far less likely. I don't think you've thought about it really.
You've just agreed with us.
It'd be so much better if England won the World Cup than if Arsenal won the league and... Champions League?
No.
Because that can happen any time. England winning the World Cup is almost never going to happen. It would change the whole country. You're a fucking retard. But carry on.
Well, by your logic, though,
opinion. I revoke both their answers.
Well,
by the logic of the history
of football, though, Ash, England have won the World Cup and Arsenal haven't done the league and European double.
Not all that, yeah.
Yeah, but in our lifetimes, it's probable they will.
Well,
it's
what's that you're based on? Because Arsenal have done it zero times and England have done it one time.
Yeah.
But how many times have Arsenal won the league in our lifetime?
Yeah. That's irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
They've never done the league and European double ever in history.
But they have got to the Champions League final in our lifetime.
But that, again, wasn't the question.
I'm saying you've got to base it on what's likely to happen in your life.
I know, but the maths of it tells me that England's more likely.
How is that possible, you lunatic? There's going to be another 10 World Cups before little Tommy passes it, isn't there?
Is there?
Yeah.
There's going to be, but I don't think in our lifetimes Arsenal will ever get in a position where they could win the league and the Champions League.
Of course they will.
They haven't. They've
nearly done that, like within the last 10 years.
10 years is a lie. They haven't done it in 10 years. In the history of football, they've never done it. In the history of football, England won the World Cup once.
What are you talking about?
Wow. I mean, I don't like
Look,
it.
Craig,
I don't like
Winfield.
It when mummy and daddy fight. I really don't.
Winfield comes in here trying to bring this home.
Yeah, Winfield might have brought down the world's biggest FPL podcast.
Yeah, he's a fucking another spy for the Bobbins podcast, isn't he?
He is. Classic Bobbins. Thanks, Craig. We can't read the rest of your email because they argued like nutters for like 2 minutes.
That's us, isn't it? I think
that's us for this segment. Yeah,
that's it. Not the week. Yeah. We've still got a quiz to come. Sorry about that.
We've still got a quiz, and it's hopefully going to lighten the mood because I feel that was like my parents arguing, and I feel like I'm going to start acting up at school and wetting the bed. I really do.
And then you won't get your gold stars.
So you'll keep
your yellow card.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but we will be doing the quiz in part three, as well as looking forward to next week's fixtures. Whilst Ash and I just. Sort it out, Queensbury rules style, old-fashioned, a room in the back of the pub. So all that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes.
guys, gaffers, friends, got a question. Just walking around Walmart saving some homeless dogs, and I wanted to ask you a question. Oh, you always say, buy low, sell high, sell low, sell high, sell low, see low green. But the question is, if I've got 7 United players and the game hasn't noticed yet, who is the 8th Man United player I should bring in? That's all the question this week for the Gaffer Tape Podcast Show with Craig Hazel. He's secretly more funnier than the other two. Thanks, guys. That's great. Bye.
Hello and welcome back to part 3 of the Gaffer Tapes FPL podcast with Tom, Ash and me, Craig. Just looking through the fixtures before we go on to Tom's quiz. And is there anything stands out? I can't remember who we picked last week, but I think we're having quite good luck. We've had Austin in there. We've had a few people picked. So who are we going for this week?
I'm going for Joe Allen.
Well, wherever did you get that idea from?
Well, no, that's, you know, it might have been your idea last week. It's my idea this week.
So. Yeah, yeah, I'm just like reading a blog and that, and I saw Joe Allen, so I just remembered it or whatever.
Well, let's go through the fixtures. We skipped over.
Well, we did, yeah. Bournemouth Spurs. In fact, I fancy Spurs there. I am looking at Spurs every time thinking, do you know what? I think they're going
to. Well, the problem with the problem with the this week in particular that's worth thinking about is the Champions League teams, I guess, and how they do after it. For instance, Leicester tend to do very well in the Champions League, but then struggle in the league. So Spurs, if they fall into that, you know, category, they're playing, granted they're playing the Tuesday match rather than the Wednesday match. So, and Bournemouth just battered Hull somehow, 6-1. So I don't know. I think the other one, Arsenal at home, is always worth looking at, isn't it? They're at home to Middlesbrough, and whenever they play at home, you probably need to consider it.
Yeah, is it still, I mean, Walcott, maybe.
Weren't we just saying earlier that Middlesbrough games are always 1-0?
They are, yeah. And there are very few goals in Middlesbrough games, but I don't know. The Emirates, they haven't played. I don't know if they've had a test like this yet away from home. They might have done, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know if they haven't. But then, you know, Arsenal beat Swansea 3-2, and on paper, that's not a great result because it's one goal. But from an FPL point of view, you don't care because there aren't many clean sheets kicking about anyway. So 3-2, 4-2, 4-3, they're all great, but
We're coming off a couple of back-to-back clean sheets as well, though. So I fancy a clean sheet there.
Are Liverpool in Europe?
Liverpool are not in Europe. No,
not in the Europa League.
I don't think so. No. So they're playing West Brom at home. So that's probably a good shout, to be honest
with
you.
That's decent. Yeah.
They are a bit of a bogey team for Liverpool over the years, I think. But you know how the Man United game finished 0-0 is because Mourinho is a boring bastard and set out that way. So West Brom won't be able to do that quite as well. Which means that Liverpool are obviously a decent shout for that matchup. There's a few potential mismatches, but I don't know.
West Ham, you know, Sunderland, at home to Sunderland. You going to have a bit of form? Another little cheeky little clean sheet? What do you reckon?
I don't know, because as well, did you see Cresswell sending off?
Yeah, it was very harsh.
Fucking hard, wasn't it? Jesus Christ.
It was.
So I presume he'll be suspended. It's straight away now, isn't it? Like, it used to be there was a game and then you were suspended.
Yeah.
But so,
well, I didn't know that he got sent off until I watched Match of the Day, and I saw him and he nearly scored, and I was like, fucking hell, Cresswell's back, that's amazing. So I stick him straight in, because I knew you had Sunderland this week, and then next thing I know he gets fucking sent off.
So I'm not sure how well we'll play without him, to be honest. So don't know about that.
Got a cheeky little face, Cresswell, hasn't he? He's a little cheeky little sausage. Yeah.
It's funny because during Match of the Day they were talking about him possibly breaking into the England team.
Yeah.
And when I mentioned it last time, you two pissed yourself.
No, you just said he was like the best English player in the world or something, ever.
It probably is something.
I probably did since
the World Cup.
The Sunday games, obviously, a Super Sunday this week is actually super-ish. City playing Southampton and Chelsea Man U. So I think people will be kind of scared to maybe bring in players from those games because of those matchups. But I think it is going to be in those fixtures we've talked about. The points are going to be in the West Ham Sunderlands or the Swansea Watfords or the Hull Stokes just out of nowhere. Those kind of mediocre two middle of the road sides playing each other.
I'm coming to the thing where I'm sort of thinking, do I take a points hit? I haven't taken a points hit all season. And for, I'd say, 80% of last season, I didn't take a points hit because they never, ever work out. But I'm starting to think I do need to pick teams from players from other teams.
I don't know who you'd bring in. No one looks good.
I don't know.
There's no, like, standout fixture. No, maybe Arsenal, like maybe, you were saying.
Maybe Arsenal. Maybe if I bring in Walcott and Joe Allen, maybe. I don't know.
I think, yeah, Walcott's the big player, the big kind of, like, marquee player to bring in if you're looking to offload a big striker, etc. Because, it's, you know, we're not exactly giving them breaking news to bring in Sanchez or De Bruyne. So I think Walcott that. And then I do fancy Benteke to score against Leicester. I do fancy Palace to get a result against Leicester with the Champions League. They haven't handled it well. And then I'll be interested to see how Swansea, Bob Bradley do. Big Bob Bradley at home to Watford, because they obviously attacked a bit better in a more direct against Arsenal. So their striker Baston would be my other one I might look at as a third striker.
Good shout. What do you reckon, Ash?
Yeah, I was going to say Sigurdsson. Yeah, home to Watford's probably the only like real.
I'll tell you what, that's a shout, actually. Yeah, that could be good. I might wildcard in my secret sausage team, which is like 300 points above my other fucking team. I might wildcard and stick them boys in. Good shout.
What boys?
Just all the ones you mentioned.
Oh, I said wild boys.
Oh, wild boys. I thought you said what boys? Wild boys, yeah, wild boys. Yeah, decent. Should we quiz, boys?
Yeah,
should
let's quiz? Bloody do it.
Okay, now I'm a little bit nervous about this. right, so what it is, obviously, previously, you know, we were taking TV show names and quiz shows and things like that, giving them a little tweak, outcomes, an award-nominated quiz. You know Strictly Come Dancing?
Yeah.
More like Strictly Come Chanting.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I've got seven, okay, seven football chants, right? And you have to guess the player that they're about. Ooh. Okay. Now, obviously, the player's name is in them in some examples. So what I've done is I've replaced the player's name with Jermaine Genus.
Brilliant. Ah.
Okay. Classic Jermaine, who was a stalwart of my FPL team a couple of seasons ago, even when he'd given up football and was doing punditry. So, and then I realised when I was practising, I was like, I really don't, it's quite intense and it's quite, you know, to actually sing, so it could be quite embarrassing. So I decided that what I was going to do was I was going to sing them in a sort of jazz swing style, and therefore saving a lot of face.
I'm not sure about that.
You don't think I should sing them in a jazz?
I think you should just sing
style.
Them.
No, I'm definitely the quiz impossible in a jazz sort of style. I didn't tell you that Neil versus Real was shit last year, did I?
But if you'd given me that advice just before, like I'm giving you now,
you're just about to start. I think it's going to be shit.
If you just okay, before goodness. I started the quiz, you went, do you want to just look up the answers now quickly? Then think.
I mean, I don't want to be the one to say it, but I told you both that several times throughout.
right. Okay. So, yeah. So obviously, I'm gonna mention Jermaine Genius's name, but it's not gonna be about Jermaine. Okay. So, are we both ready? You're both answering. I'll ask you one after the other. Okay. So number one. Okay. It might take me a while to get into this. The first couple might not be as good.
Is there a tiebreaker?
Yes, I've got a tiebreaker.
Good.
Of course I have. I'm not making that bloody mistake again. Right. Oh, guys, it's intense, isn't it? It's intense.
Certainly something.
I'm feeling the pressure. I feel like I should have done something else. Okay. Your teeth are offside. Your teeth are offside. Jermaine Genus, your teeth are offside.
And it's not Jermaine Genus. Just
and
to
it's
clarify.
Not about Jermaine Genus, yeah. So I will be mentioning Jermaine quite a lot. It's not Jermaine Genus. How do you feel about that? Do you have an answer?
I've got an answer, yeah.
He's got an answer?
Oh, shit.
I should have maybe clicked.
It's good, by the way. I like it. Did you not think of doing a play on words with the word chance and chance?
I just did strictly come chanting. Sort of like dancing, isn't it? Right. Ash, come on. What do you think?
I'm going for, I can't think of a single player with big teeth. I'm going for Van Nistelrooy.
Van Nistelrooy?
I've gone for Luis Suarez.
It is Luis Suarez.
Oh, of course. You even mentioned his teeth in an earlier thing.
Okay. All right. One out to Craig. Right. Number two. Oh. Right. Genus, wherever you may be, you eat dogs in your country. It could be worse. You could be scouse eating rats in your council house.
Very nice.
Thanks very much.
It got Christmassy towards the end.
Yeah, I know.
I liked it. Best thing is, I know it as well.
You know it as well. Fuck, he knows it. Right, Ash, what do you...
I'll go first if you want, but I don't...
Okay, hang on. Ash has got to come up with an answer first.
Yeah, I know as well.
Yeah. You know as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. Ash, do you want to write it down?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want any of this shindiggery.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Craig?
I think it's Jisung Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that what you got, Ash? He wrote...
Man United defender.
No, mental. No. Firstly, he's an attacking midfielder.
I always thought he was a right back.
So you can't write Man U defender.
I put Man U defender Park.
Man U defender Park.
I always thought he was a right back, yeah.
Right.
Or like a wing back.
Okay, I'll give Ash the benefit of the doubt.
You're fucking mental.
Everyone knows that. He did put Park.
That's good. No, it's good to know. You only need to get one word within their name and we get a point.
Well,
it's
the same as Park, wherever you may be. So.
No, it's fine. You one word within the name and you get a point.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got a text from Nini G. It's quite cryptic. He said, I think Craig mains Genji. No, maybe Hanzo. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
Well, he'll know. It's a secret.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Having secret talks with one of our Twitter followers. Right, number three. Okay, so it's 2-1. Number three.
Sort of.
He shags who he wants. He shags who he wants. Jermaine Genus, he shags who he wants.
Yeah.
Who do you think that is? Ash?
I'm going to go for John Terry.
JT. Craig?
Yeah, Terry.
Terry.
Oh, what, so he's just allowed to give his first name, is he?
Second name, but yeah, it's all right.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, I thought you were talking about Terry somebody.
Yeah. That's why I said it, because I'm an antagonist.
Terry Butcher.
You're so fucking Hanzo.
2-3-2 to Craig. Right, this number four, this is my favourite football chant of all time. Okay. Jermaine. When the girl says no, molest her. My absolute favourite of all time. Right. Okay. Ash, write down what you think. Craig?
Yeah.
Do you know the answer?
I think so.
Okay. Have you got an answer, Ash?
Let me show you it before he answers it.
Okay. Okay. Right. Craig?
I think it's a hilarious molester, Robin Van Persie.
Correct. And that's what Ash said as well. Yes. It was RVP. When the girl says no, molest her. Because he molested someone, which isn't really cause for comment. right. Okay. I've just realised that most of these are to the same tune.
Well, you're singing into the same tune.
Well, no, they are. They are. I looked them all up on YouTube and shit. Right. This is a good one. This is a very good one. Might be tough. He's coming for you. He's coming for you. Harry Potter, he's coming for you. Who's singing that? Craig's nodding. Craig seems to know these.
Do you know this one?
I think I know this one, yeah.
Okay, Craig, do you want to make a note of it somewhere? Ash?
Oh, wait a minute, hold on, let me think.
Yeah, I think I know this one. Should we have a little Harry Potter segue whilst Ash is doing
it? We can have a Harry Potter segue.
No, I don't know what it is, just so. Yeah.
You don't know?
He's giving up.
Okay, he's giving up. What are you saying?
I think it's John Joe Shelby.
It is John Joe Shelby, yeah. It's a West Ham fans to John Joe Shelby.
He looks like Voldemort,
He looks like Voldemort, And it's them singing it while he's on the touchline and he's laughing and sort of waving. Does it? I fucking love one. Okay. Right. So it's 3-1. 4-1 now. That's 4-1.
You're mental. It's like 5-2, isn't it? Or 5-3. Hasn't Ash got 3
five,
right?
5-3, yeah.
Has he got them all right? Oh, 5-3, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. And people were slagging off my quiz on Twitter like 10 minutes ago while we were on air. Right. Okay. His name's Jermaine Genus and he loves the tune. His name's Jermaine Genus and he loves the tune. Everybody needs a nutter in the middle. Everybody needs a nutter. Everybody needs a nutter in the middle. Everybody needs a nutter. His name's Jermaine Genus and he loves the tune, etc. His name's Jermaine Genus. I'll keep singing while you're doing it. And he loves the tune. Everybody needs a nutter in the middle. Everybody needs a nutter.
That is tough.
Everybody needs a nutter in the middle. Everybody needs a nutter.
I don't know this one.
That's on a 45.
But I don't know this one.
Okay.
But I'm going to hazard a guess.
I'm going to choose to go first, yeah.
We can have an educated guess, I guess, but no, I don't know it.
Yeah, I've got a guess.
Okay. Ash has got a guess.
Got him.
Go on, Craig.
I'm going to go way back, and I think maybe it's David Batty from when he played for Newcastle.
David Batty. Okay.
I don't think he loves Newcastle, so I'm not sure, but he's a nutter. He plays in midfield. But
Ash has got it correct. It is.
Of course.
is Joey Barton.
Oh, we just named different
nutters. That's to the tune of Brimful of Asher.
Yeah, by right. Corner Shop.
Okay, last one. 5-4, so Ash could...
Craig gets it, yeah, he
pull
wins.
It. Ash could pull it back if Craig gets it. Okay, number 7. Can I just say, at this juncture, I've hated doing this. I've hated every moment.
It's been good.
It's felt awful.
You wrote it.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. It's good on paper, but singing it has been soul destroying.
It's like stand-up all over again.
It's fucking horrible, yeah. Okay. Elephant Man, Jermaine Genus, the Elephant Man.
Oh, wow. That's just mean.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible, isn't it? That's horrible. Oh, I quite want Ash to get it. So
I don't think I know it.
You don't know it, really? No.
Unbelievable.
I've heard them singing this. Come on. What were we saying? Who answers first?
Oh, I've got an answer.
Right. Oh, okay. Ash has got an answer. Go on, Craig.
Oh, either way, if I get it wrong, it's going to feel mean about who I'm saying it about.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
Doesn't matter.
Who is it going to be about? Jolyon Lescott?
I've got Shaqiri.
Oh, neither, unfortunately. It's Diego Costa.
Oh, of course it is.
Liverpool fans singing it about Diego Costa.
I mean, it's not a nice thing to sing, but...
He's
just coming back. So, Craig, congratulations, you win.
Thanks, mate.
Well done. Do you want the tiebreaker?
It was actually
a Jermaine Genus question. Jermaine Genus did play 341 professional games. How many goals did he score?
Oh.
341 games... How many goals? Jermaine Genus. Double J.
Okay.
Big G.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say 42.
Four deuce. What are you saying, Ash?
Yeah, lower.
Lower. It is lower. It was 39. 39 goals.
That's not a bad guess.
Yeah. Not a bad guess, but Ash
I'd have probably correct. Yeah, but I'd have probably won if we had both guessed.
Well, no, you wouldn't have, because I would have guessed lower, you lunatics.
If it was a tiebreaker, though, you wouldn't be able to go lower.
What's happened to us?
You don't just one person guess it and one person go higher or lower. That's a mental
I was going to say, I was going to say 36, to be honest. Who was closer? What did you guess? Because you weren't very close.
42.
It was 39.
Yeah.
So I was doing exactly the same.
We'd have probably defaulted to who knew what position Jisung Park played.
Yeah.
We've drawn the quiz again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel dirty now. I feel dirty. I feel like I've tainted myself with the singing. What can you do?
You're really low about this, aren't you?
No, it's all right. No, I was happy with that. It's quite a good quiz on paper. And if you want the original copy of this, I can mail it to you.
Yeah, please do mail it to us.
Looks nice on paper.
Let us know what you think about Tom's quiz or any of the podcasts, any questions for the podcast, and of course your team for next week, your hashtag balls. And if you're going to drop Aguero or Ibrahimovic and finally bite the bullet, let us know. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or you can email us info@thegaffertapes.com and let us know anything. And leave us an iTunes review as well. We haven't had one of them in a while. So stick one of them down. And there's still time to vote for us in the Football Blogging Awards, isn't there, Thomas?
That was what I was going to say, yes. There's on our pinned tweet now, if you're on Twitter, there's two ways to vote for us. One is a link to the tweet that gets written for you. One is obviously a link to the footballbloggingawards.co.uk where you can vote. And obviously, if you're not on Twitter, vote for us online, Football Blogging Awards. And next week, we've got little Dommy Mons. He's actually going to be here, the lad.
That's it, little Dommy Monaghan, the star of Hetty Wainthrop Investigates, will be with us on the Gaffer's Eights podcast. But
So get your questions in for Dom.
That's about Ash. Anything to add, Ash?
Is there anything?
Negative.
I think we should all have a group hug. I think that we need it after it's been quite a tense sort of last half an hour.
Yeah. Oh, actually, thanks to Stimdog.
Thanks to Stimdog.
Yeah. Which one's he again?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever mentioned him before, have we?
We're going to look up Stimmers, but yeah. Let us know your teams, everything about that, at the Gaffer Tapes or info@thegaffertapes.com. Good luck for the next game week. It can't be worse than the one we just had, to be honest.
Good luck, everyone.
So thank you very much, and goodbye.